Hi there, my name is Jim Shirley, and thank you for joining me. Today I'd like to talk with you about having an author website versus a book website. So you're an author, you're an aspiring author, and you know that there's this idea that you need to go out and do some marketing around your book, around you, and you've probably seen before if you've been around the various book forums or self-publishing websites, including mine, that one of the things you want to have is a sort of outside source away from the bookseller where you can talk about yourself, your books, and that sort of thing. So what I wanted to do, though, is one of the common questions I've gotten from various subscribers to my email list is whether or not, whether you should choose to do an author website or a book website. So my personal opinion on this now in 2014 is to do an author website. And so that's kind of the direction I'm headed. In the past, I've done book websites, but I think the thing that, you know, looking back on my experience with that is that each of those individual book websites kind of becomes its own marketing animal, and it needs care and maintenance, each one of them. And so, you know, the thing that I've done too is continue to write books along the same lines, along the same subject. And, you know, I've kind of found myself feeling like I'm writing duplicate content, like I'm sort of reinventing the wheel each time I create a new book website. And, you know, frankly, it's time consuming. It can feel overwhelming. Sometimes what ends up happening for me is I don't make updates like I should, or I don't finish the sites like I should. And so, you know, from where I sit now, having tried the book website path, my preference is author websites. And I say sites because, you know, you can have multiple pen names, and you may. You know, I think kind of along the same lines of what I was just talking about, you know, less is more. So simplify your life. Don't have 10 pen names and 10 author websites to keep up with if that's not, you know, the thing that appeals to you. I can tell you it's a lot of work. And, you know, beyond producing content and that for each of those 10 websites, you've got to keep them maintained. You've got to keep hackers out of them and all of that sort of thing, which is another thing I've gone through is having your site brought down by the different viruses and malware and stuff that get on the web servers. So, you know, I've learned a great deal through that experience, you know, through those experiences. Personally, now for me, it's just coming down to keeping it at the author level. You know, it's okay to, you know, when I think about the author website, you know, one of the things that sort of I shied away from, excuse me, being an author or having an author website originally because I felt like I was going to write on several different subjects and they might not mesh. And, you know, I think over time I've kind of come to realize that people understand that. They understand that you're not just a one-dimensional person and it's okay for you to write a fiction book and a nonfiction book and a children's book and still be the same person. You know, you certainly can go for multiple pen names in that case, but, you know, why? Why not just focus all of your attention on your one brand, your one author website? So that's kind of where I stand on the author website versus book website from my personal experience. Now, what kinds of things, you know, also benefit you from having an author website? Well, your author site really becomes your place to build brand identity, and you are the brand. Another thing I've kind of learned from my years of working in the corporate world is that you can spend an awful lot of time in marketing and in your work helping build a company brand. And we see it all the time in commercials and the Super Bowl and everywhere else around the world at sporting events. You know, people advertising to build a company brand. But in this day and age, with LinkedIn and Facebook and Google Plus and websites, you know, probably the most important thing you can be doing personally is building your own brand rather than building a company brand, or at least at the same time building your personal brand. Because there's lots of different things you can do with it. And so, you know, the reason I think this is an important topic and associated with the author website versus book website concept is that, you know, like I mentioned before, you're not one-dimensional. And so you may be an author today, and you may have several books out there, and you're kind of building an author platform from that perspective. But as long as you're building this site up as you, the person, you, the author, there's other things you can do. You might be able to get into consulting or coaching or mentoring businesses. You may spawn off a real estate business as a broker, or there's all sorts of different things that you may do in your life. They're going to be related to you personally. And so why not have all this work that you put in kind of come back to building your personal brand so that you benefit from it that way? And it's important because with a good personal brand, you know, those are things that you can include on your LinkedIn profiles. You can send people, and you know, in this day and age, even if you go apply for a job, people are going to be looking for you online. They want to know the secret stuff you're not talking about in your resume and in your interviews, and they're going to go searching for you. And you know, what better way to sort of reinforce your strengths than to have that sort of online presence for yourself? So that, you know, I think with the author website, it's the best thing from a building your author platform perspective, selling more books. But I think, you know, it even goes deeper than that for your own personal benefit. So that really wraps up what I wanted to talk about on the author website versus book website concept. And I hope you got something good out of it. Thanks again, and tune in to my next series of content. Thanks.